It's Scissor!
And it's Jean!
It's Scissor!
And it's Jean!
It's a squeezy show, it's a squeezy show, it's a squeezy show, it's a squeezy show, and it's a squeezy show, and it's a squeezy show, and it's a squeezy show.
Hello and welcome, everyone, back to Squizzy Radio.
Squizzy Radio.
Episode 14.
Home of all things exciting and good. Squizzy. It's the radio show. On the internet. Internet radio. Yeah, so today we're going to talk about... we're going to talk about Jean going to Washington.
Yeah, I'm going to Washington.
No, he's not going to Washington.
We didn't prep for this show.
We never prep. There's not even a reason to say we didn't prep.
Isaiah didn't even want to do a show. He came over and he instantly told me, I don't want to do a show.
I don't want to do the show today.
Stop pushing my chair.
I like pushing your chair.
All right. Every time that Isaiah comes over, he sits in the chair adjacent from me, and it doesn't have wheels and it doesn't really turn. It's just your standard chair, you'd say. My chair has wheels, and it turns, and it rotates, and it squeaks up and down. And Isaiah feels necessary to put his feet on my chair and push me and turn, and I hate it.
The only way I can relax is to put my feet on your chair.
Well, you know, dude, here, let me just scoot closer to you so you're not, you know, pushing me around.
That's the way I like
that. All you gotta do is just see. How much better is that? He's pushing me. All right.
No, we're talking about... stuff.
Yeah.
So, it's the end of the world.
And yeah, we're not gonna do this.
We're at GameStop.
No, we're not gonna. Kizzleman, thanks for the comment there, bud. No comments this episode. Last episode, rather.
There was absolutely.
I guess we kind of lost our fan base there.
There wasn't any. I think it's more that Kizzle posts so ridiculously many shows on his site now that there's no chance for anybody to even see anything.
Every time you refresh the page,
there's a new post. So, thanks, Kizzle.
Taking away our limelight, man.
Taking the love from the Squizzy.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today.
About.
I don't either, but you know, you tell the listeners that we have a lot of stuff to talk about, so they get excited.
Listeners, get excited, because I don't have anything to say.
It's true. He doesn't have anything to say. And anyway, as I was saying, the very first thing he tells me as he walks in the door, yeah, I don't want to do a show. You know, and of course I made him. I sat down. I'm like, dude, we're going to do a show. Yeah. Bi-weekly show now. We're pleased to announce that Squizzy will be a bi-weekly show.
We'll see.
Every 2 weeks, we will put a show out, more or less. Sometimes we might miss one. Some days it'll come a little late. Like today, what is it? Sunday?
Today is Monday.
Oh. Today's Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Today's Monday.
I don't know when we did the last show. I'm not sure.
Last Friday.
I don't know when we did it.
Friday before last. Yeah, 2 weeks ago on Friday. Isaiah has a giant hole in his pants. Can you enlighten me to...
I don't know where this hole came from.
It looks like a cigarette hole. Like someone burned a cigarette.
But it's light around the edges, so nah. I think some bleach ate its way through. I think some like bleach got on it and...
burned its way through your pants?
These are my only clean pants.
You wear them to work?
It's actually my wiener hole. It's where I...
it's really, really small.
It's where I put it through.
It's really small.
Like a pencil.
Okay. Now, Isaiah and I, before the show, were in heated debate about what I should do. Isaiah's thinking about becoming a nurse.
Because it's the number one field of workiness to go in right now.
Okay.
You undoubtedly will make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Have indisputable job security, and you can pretty much work wherever you want to, and people will gladly move you and pay for your schooling and pretty much everything when you are a nurse, and you make a lot of money doing it.
Now, Elise, as his girlfriend, is in school to be a nurse. For what it's worth, Isaiah had no interest in being a nurse before he met Elise. Is this just because you didn't know about nursing, or, you know, is maybe, you know, you and Elise, you kind of want to be together, so maybe
nursing
is a better idea.
Actually, it's just the fact that she's kind of enlightened me
okay.
on the nursing community, and when you get online and you check out jobs everywhere, you see that people are begging for nurses. What Elise is doing in particular is becoming a nurse anesthetist, which is the highest paying nursing job. An average nurse anesthetist makes about $167,000 a year.
That's a bad piece of money.
That's working 3 days a week, mm-hmm. mind you. If you work on weekends, you can make upwards of $200,000 a year, because essentially you just get paid for every operation. Like a 1 hour operation could pay up to $3,000 to $5,000. An 8 hour operation can be paying upwards of $10,000. And you just kind of walk away with that money, so you contract yourself out. And, I mean, just anywhere you go, you just, any job website, you can look for nurses. And they're like, we'll pay for life, pay for house and car and child and anything. They'll pay for everything just to become, just to have you. And
so
you can move anywhere in the entire world doing that.
So this nursing field is... It's pretty big right now.
It's
a good choice.
It's not that it's big, it's that it's in demand. There's been a nursing shortage since 1970. And the nurses are just getting older and dying off, and new people are all trying to get these computer jobs and everything, which there's
none of
right now.
And that's funny, because our target audience, but probably the majority of our listeners are probably CS majors.
Computers.
So you guys are all stupid. Stop doing computer science.
Get into nursing.
You're going to get a $23,000 programming job at Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you're going to hate it.
Yeah, I mean...
Go into nursing.
People are getting raped up the butt with computer jobs because, first of all, they're being shipped overseas to people that make $8 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, everyone's trying to do it. And thirdly, the companies know... that they don't need you. They don't need any particular person because everyone's trying to get your job.
You've seen Office Space, right? I mean, come on.
Exactly. That's really what it's like. It's like Office Space, but even worse now.
That was even before the year 2000. That was in 1999.
Yeah.
2005, it's even worse.
Times were hard. I mean, when I worked at EDS and got laid off, it was just like, whatever. They just got rid of my entire department. And... it happens all the time now, and I don't know. I just don't see any point in trying to do that whenever there's such a open field available. Not that I'm too into nursing, but there's so many different types. I mean, you can become a clerk, mm-hmm. a desk job, you know, filing and whatnot. Either way, you get paid the same amount, and if you make it known that you want to move up, they will pay for you. They will pay for your school to move up if you, like, sign a contract to stay within that same hospital or something.
Right.
So, you know, why not?
And we're talking about this. Isaiah says there's minimal schooling involved.
Yeah, potentially. You can get your associate's degree.
It's a 2-year degree.
At a community college. It's mm-hmm. the only place that offers associate degrees. It's a 2-year degree. And the average nursing pay for someone with associate's degree is $56,000 a year, which is high even
for
a programmer.
Yeah.
That's
a good job for
a
4-year degree even.
Yeah, that's a good job for a 4-year degree. And if you want to go back and get your bachelor's, essentially that's just another year or two of school, which you can easily do making $59,000 a year. And at your bachelor's, depending on what you want to go into, the starting pay is anywhere between $60,000 to $70,000, and you can just move up from there.
Like, and now, is there a graduate program there for nursing?
Yeah, you have to go to a nursing school.
Okay.
Like, you know, like UT Austin. Or there's
various
colleges.
Nursing school. I'm sure there's some.
They have nursing schools. So you essentially get your bachelor's, and you can get your bachelor's in, you know, nursing biology or neurology or whatever you want to get your bachelor's in. You can do whatever you want. But if you want to go to an advanced degree, like nurse anesthetist, that's 2 years of nursing school. You get your bachelor's plus 2 years of nursing school. Which
so it's really like a master's degree.
Yeah, but it is all paid for by whatever hospital you want to work with, or even if you just go to school the entire time without getting an associate's and working to begin with. When you sign on as a nurse, if you have school loans and you sign a contract with a hospital to be a nurse anesthetist there, they will pay off your school loans as like a bonus.
Right.
The average bonus right now for nurse anesthetist sign-on bonus is $30,000 just as a sign-on bonus. So
it's pretty good.
Your first check will be $30,000.
It's pretty good. It's a good check. Now, but...
That's more than most people make in a year.
Right. 6 years, you said?
6 years.
For that?
Altogether, which you... That's 4 years of school, and then the rest is nursing school, which is like on-site stuff. So technically, you're like working/learning.
Almost like an internship.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're basically getting paid.
You are getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Minimally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't really get paid for it. You pay for the school still. You go to school, but you're probably working while you're doing it. You're probably already a nurse.
Okay.
By the time you're doing nursing school.
Okay. So this is a pretty good opportunity. And, you know, I think you guys are maybe thinking, I'm a guy, I don't do nurse outfits, no dresses here.
Yeah, guys do, in fact, get paid 10 to 20% more than girls do as nurses, because there's an extreme shortage of male nurses, which is needed because guys can, like, lift bodies easier and...
The dead ones.
And provide services for the female... patients, and sometimes women can't. That's not why. I just made that up, that last part. But you can see what I'm saying.
It's true. And so this is a good field. But why the nurse? Why not just go the extra couple years and get a medical degree?
Well, you could if you wanted to, but that's...
What do you think of the pros or cons
8
there?
8 to 12 years of college, depending on what... The PhD is 12 years.
Is it?
Yeah. I believe.
I think it's 6. Or no, 8. It's no. 8. I think it's
I
8.
I don't think a PhD is 8. I think a master's is 8.
I think a master's is 6.
I was pretty sure PhD is 12. I'm not sure. 8 or 12 years. Still, either way,
long
8
time.
Years of school is
long
almost
time.
A decade of school. And
but
that's
after that,
insane.
I mean, after that, you're pretty much...
Oh, you're set for life, obviously. Mm-hmm. But there's also all the... extreme stresses of being a doctor, like being sued. Every doctor is sued
multiple
times a year. It's something like some ridiculous percentage, like 70% of doctors are sued every year. And you have to have the the insurance, which is insanely expensive. Obviously, you can afford it, but you have to have the insurance in place. And there's always malpractice suits. And as a doctor, like running your own place, it's very high stress. You're pretty much... work every day and everything like that, whereas, you know, obviously you're making a crap load of money, but you have to be willing to deal with the stress, the lawsuits, you know, in your hands, people live or die by every decision you make, whereas a nurse, you're just told to do stuff, and obviously you can screw up, but ultimately it's always a doctor's fault.
Right.
So it's so much less low stress, and to me, why ever make more than if I was making $160,000 a year, I don't want any more than that. It's too much as it is, you know.
It's a good amount.
It's a huge amount.
See, I want to be a millionaire, like a literal millionaire. Yeah. I want to know that I have $1 million. I want to walk up to people and say, "Hey, I'm a millionaire."
Gene, if you made $162,000 a year, you could easily become a millionaire if you do the right things with your money.
Yeah, save it and invest it and such. You're right. And I think that maybe this nursing thing is kind of exciting. I don't think that I'm going to do it, but it's definitely a good open field. And you're really thinking about doing this?
Yeah. If, you know, I can find the time and everything to go to school. I mean, I would go for the associates. That's $60,000 a year. And if I make some good money, it's like, I wouldn't even know what to do with $60,000 a year right now. I make 29 a year, and I pretty much have all the money I need. With 60,000 a year, I could pretty much live the same way I am now.
With a lot more cool
which
stuff.
Which is comfort. But if I didn't get the cool stuff, I mean, I'd be saving.
Yeah, who wants to
save money? I would save $30,000 a year.
Who wants to save money?
And then I could go to school and not work. You know, if I saved for a couple of years, I could go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
With the huge amount of money saved up, and do whatever I wanted.
True.
Yeah, you know.
True. So. Yeah, it sounds good.
Good
sounds good. And really, the only difference between a nurse and a doctor is the doctors get the red or the white coat. That's
and they
it.
Make more money.
A little bit. A little bit. How much
lot,
more do you think?
A lot.
Doctors a lot more.
Make a lot. I don't know the average doctor pay, but I would say it has to, depending on what you do. I mean, obviously, plastic surgeons, I believe, make in the millions.
Really.
Yeah.
That sounds gross.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd want to do that.
Yeah, I'm not into the cutting, but still, millions.
Hey, man. Sounds good. You ever notice the plastic surgery doctors never have plastic surgery?
Yeah.
Even they're
probably,
hideously
they
ugly.
They probably know all the terrible side effects that they don't tell anybody about. I knew a cancer surgeon back when I was a valet.
Mm-hmm.
He would drive.
You were a valet?
I was a valet for six months back.
When? Where?
Before I knew you.
Yeah, when? Where?
I valeted at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. It was right after I left EDS and I was working at Blockbuster. It was my night job. I worked two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And valeting rocks, by the way. You can make a living off valeting. You make a crap load of money.
Really?
Cash in, every night.
In tips?
Yeah, depending on where you work. But I knew this cancer surgeon doctor whose wife owned, like, a brand new Jaguar, whose son owned a brand new Mercedes. And then one day, he drove up in his fresh-from-Italy 2004 Rolls-Royce,
mm-hmm.
which, at the time of me parking it, had 148 miles on it. Essentially a $300,000 car.
Right.
Which is probably the most stressful experience of my life, parking that car. We gave it 3 parking spaces.
And, wow.
He'd always give insane tips, but if you think about buying a $300,000 car and all the Jaguar and the Mercedes and everything, it's a lot of money. He was a cancer surgeon.
Oh, so. Yeah. Dude, I want a Rolls Royce. I really want one.
They're weird, dude. It's like, you know, in a regular car where you switch the windshield wiper, that's where the gear shift is the thing you essentially like switch it into drive, and all you do is just click, you know, you just barely tap it. I would be afraid of accidentally, like, if I was driving and my fingers stuck out, then you'd actually switch into something else. But I'm sure they have stuff made for that. It's all like wooden panel on the inside. Mm-hmm. Of course, every Rolls Royce is handmade.
Very nice.
It's ridiculous.
Very nice.
It's ridiculous. But
I want one. Let's go buy one.
No, steal one, you mean?
Yeah. Okay, all right. So become a nurse. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Exciting. You think you're going to go back to school?
Stop doing all this hacker stuff. You're not making any real money.
Yeah, you're really not. Sure, you know how to, you know, install Linux. Big deal. Big deal. Can you flip the anesthesiology switch? Mm. Anesthetics?
Whatever. Yeah, it's weird.
Anesthesiology.
Amalism.
Can you flip the switch? You can't. In fact, you're going to be making, what did I say, $23,000 to program hard. You're going to be searching through millions of lines of code, making pennies.
Yeah, and ultimately, that's just not any fun. It isn't fun.
It's not.
Working at a computer, you get fat.
Mm-hmm.
I can attest to that. I instantly, within a week, gained 40 pounds working at my desk job. And you don't make that much money, and there's absolutely no job security.
Plus, I mean, you're at a computer all day. You come home. You want to talk on AIM? You want to play a game? No. You've been on a computer all day.
That's right. So you come home, and you sit down and
watch TV.
Watch TV.
That's all there is left.
Whereas, as a nurse, you come home, get on the computer.
Play
whatever
WoW.
You want. Play World of Warcraft, which everyone plays, by the way.
All
I'm
the
sure
nurses.
Everyone plays that game now.
Oh, yeah.
I want to change the subject and get into WoW. I don't know if we mentioned this last time, but more and more and more and more and more people are playing this game. I've never known so many people. My roommate, John, who's never been into online games, started playing. John and Tara are both playing.
Right.
And then Tara was a hardcore EverQuest geek. Her brothers have been playing EverQuest since it came out, are now quitting EverQuest to start playing WoW.
It's just better.
It's a phenomenon.
It's great because it appeals to so many different types of people.
Yeah, it's got everything, man. I'm an engineer.
Yeah, some people, it appeals for the people that want to play hardcore, you know, become level 50, do PvP for the rest of their lives. It appeals for the people that want to do guild. There's tons of guild quests.
Guild quests, it appeals to the solo players.
Right.
That's the best. I mean, that to me is one of the best things. You can just get on by yourself and play. In almost every other online game that I've played, you know, Final Fantasy XI, EverQuest, you know, you have to get in. I mean, City of Heroes, everything. You have to get in a group to do things. Mobile Crop? No. You never have to group if you don't want to. To do some of the elite quests, yeah,
then
obviously.
Then you will.
You know, to get some of the better stuff, you need to group, which is great because, you know, that means you're going to have to work a little harder to do some harder quests.
Right, but it's not necessary. And it's great, and it's perfect for me because I'm a casual player. I maybe play a couple hours every 3 days, and it's great. I mean, I can sign on, play a little with some friends, come back, no worse the wear. Mm-hmm. And it's great.
Exactly.
It's really fantastic. It's a play at your own pace, and I really like that about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing on this one server for about a month now, and we're, like, casually playing. I'm level 32, my girlfriend's level 32. I mean, I could be higher level, but I like, go around. I wait for my friends, you know, mm-hmm. Adam and some of the other people to catch up, or I go and level them. And in the meantime, if I don't want to level, I do my engineering stuff. I go around
right.
and mine, and everything in mining's pretty cool because you never know what you're going to get. And then engineering, you know, you're making like shrink rays and bombs and stuff. And, you know, it's just really cool. And even when I'm not doing that, I can, you know, sit in a city and duel people.
Right.
And see who's better, which I've never lost at. Ever.
And so it's good. It's good. We encourage people to play it. Give it a shot. Go buy the game. 30-day trial. What can you lose?
Yeah, 30-day free trial. If you know anybody that has a collector's edition, ask them if they still have their 10-day free trial card, and you can play 10 days for free, and you don't even have to buy the game.
There you go.
So, try World of Warcraft.
Give it a shot. We're playing it.
Everyone plays it.
We're enjoying it.
Yeah.
I think we're liking it a lot. Let's go ahead and move on to the next subject. I think we briefly mentioned that I'm thinking about going to Seattle.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I was kind of telling him that might not be such a good idea. I'm thinking a big reason for this is that there's somebody he knows there.
There is.
And that's not always the best of ideas because there's...
No, you're right. You're right. I've got a good friend out there. She happens to be a girl, yes, but mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of factors involved in this. I've been living in Dallas for a really long time, you know, kind of confined to the house for the most part. It kind of sucks, but you know, I'm ready for a change of pace. I'm ready to go somewhere new, to meet new people. I love you guys, but you know, it'd be nice to have a change of scenery for a little while, and Washington, specifically Seattle, or just near Seattle, would be nice. I mean, it'd be a nice
it's
place.
It's very rainy. To be honest, you can get the same scenery within Texas. What I'm telling Gene is that the main root of the problem is that he isn't old enough yet to get out of the house. He's already going to college and whatnot. He's pretty much living a would-be adult's life, but he's still under the confines of his dad,
mm-hmm.
which is the same exact situation my girlfriend in. She's going nuts because she still lives under her parents. Her parents pay for everything, and she pretty much has to do what they say or she doesn't get, you know, money.
Exactly.
And funding. And what I'm telling Gene is once he's not in these confines anymore, it'll be like moving to Seattle. It'll be like a whole new world, you know? He'll get his change of scenery as soon as he gets out of the house.
There's definitely some merit to that.
I think we hang around here too much, and we need to do a little traveling. You know, we got spring break coming up.
I'm excited.
We're thinking about on taking a little trip.
Mm-hmm.
I know definitely me and Elise. I've invited Gene. I don't know if his dad will ever let him do anything.
We're gonna see. Spring break is in April? March?
March 14th. The week of March 14th.
How long is that? That's not too far.
2 weeks away, essentially.
Really?
Well, you know, this month ends the 28th.
So it's pretty soon.
Three weeks away.
Three weeks.
3 weeks, exactly.
That's pretty soon, man.
Yeah, so in 3 weeks, we're trying to figure out a place to go.
We're thinking about it.
Suggestions.
Well, we're talking maybe Disneyland. Disney World.
Florida in general, or Universal Studios, or mm-hmm. both. Who knows? I'm not exactly sure of all the costs in there, but I've got...
It's very expensive.
It's pretty expensive. I could ask my dad. He just went this year. There's packages, though. There's all kinds of...
That's true.
Lead, you know, packages people offer you if you want to do the whole hotel and and stuff, you know. Share a room, go. I just... Depends on how down... Maybe you could get your dad with the whole thing.
Yeah, no, it's a tricky situation. But I think that we might be able to swing it. It could be fun.
Be great. Just be like, hey, we're going to Disney World. You know, see if we'll... You know, like I said, I have plenty of money saved up. Maybe if you told him, you know, I was paying for, like, accommodations, he might be more into it. As long as
I'm sure I get a little bit of money. I've got a little bit of money myself.
I think he... as long as you convince him we're not going to some, like, crack house.
Hey, Dad, it's that time of the year where we all migrate down to the crack house in Florida. Ooh, yeah. No.
But, anyway.
Sounds fun.
Does sound fun. And we encourage all of you to get out and get out of the house. Do something besides sit at your computer all day.
Now,
there's nothing wrong with it.
What are your suggestions here? I mean, what can I do? It's nothing. I can go to school.
You can do other things.
I can go to school. I can come home. I can go to school. I go out occasionally. But, I mean, that's really it. I can't, and I think you nailed it pretty solid there when you said that I was living an adult life under the confinement of my dad. And, really, I don't know how to break out of it. I don't really have the resources to move out. I wouldn't even know where to go.
Yeah, well, I've kind of lived that hard knock kind of life where I've pretty much been on my own since I was 15, which is pretty scary. I'm turning 21 and I've already pretty much lived in adult's lights for 6 years now.
It's a long time.
You know, when I was 15, I went out and got a job, and my parents pretty much haven't given me any money since then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because they don't want to. And yeah, they've helped me out here and there, but that's just kind of the, you know, if you can fend for yourself and provide your own money, your parents really hold that much less sway over what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Your main problem is that your dad pretty much provides everything for you. If you got a job, granted you need a car, which you will have in April, you get a job, and even making a small amount of money, that still gives you the resources to go out and do stuff with your own money, of which your dad may be able to stop you, but he won't, probably. When you have your own money to do stuff, and he knows that you're not going to ask, he probably won't stop you from doing stuff. It's a matter of money. You know, with parents for the most part, except for those really strict parents who, you know, confine their kids because of the horrors of the world. But for the most part, as long as you can provide for yourself. And when I was 15, obviously I wasn't driving. I walked 2 miles to and from my job, you know. I got a job at the pizza place. It was like 2 miles away. I walked to and from the job.
That sounds horrible.
I lost a lot of weight. And it was good exercise. But I think it's worth it. People don't realize, you know, people are like, oh, you know, my parents provide stuff for me. I can sit around the house. I pretty much don't have to do anything. But then again, you're still under your parents' control. And the feeling of not having any, you know, there's some control if you're still living under the roof. But having the feeling of being able to provide something for yourself and that feeling of independence, you got to try that. And I think with you, and you know, you don't like work.
You know, you're right. And there's definitely some potential there.
Yeah.
But still, I want to go to Seattle. And I encourage you to come with me.
I can. Man, I got my job here. I got my girlfriend here.
You get a job there.
Got plenty of friends. Got a roommate.
True.
So
bring them all. Just bring them all.
Yeah, for the most part, I think they would come with me, except for that my girlfriend's going to school and her parents are paying for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And but
bring her parents. God, did you fart, dude?
I didn't fart.
Did I?
My nose kind of stopped off. I don't smell anything. I didn't fart that. Could be the microphone.
Could be.
Yeah, spit covered.
I had a really terrible smell.
Weird.
It adhered to my nose. Sorry about that.
Oh,
kind of an off track.
Minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes into the show. Haven't even talked about anything yet. This is not a very funny show today.
No, it isn't.
We kind of got into talking a little.
Some serious topics this episode.
Yeah. A little bit interesting.
Yeah.
See, now, Isaiah, what I've always wanted is for you, Adam, and myself to move somewhere and get a house.
Now, Gene, the reason that is not as easy as it sounds is that when moving somewhere, you have to have a predestined job.
True.
You have to have the resources to get a house.
True.
Very hard to do. You have to have good credit or a
right.
gigantic down payment.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to like know the area. You have to have a steady job in place before you move somewhere. And then all three of us moving somewhere, unless it's in the area, which I'm totally up for.
I know Adam wants to get out of the house.
Adam wants to get out of the house, but his parents also pay for pretty much every. Well, he's got a job.
He works a lot.
He goes to school, though.
Mm-hmm.
And next semester, he's going to be moving to school and pretty much not working anymore. His parents are going to start paying for everything once again. So that pretty much
eliminates
Adam from the picture.
Which is
sad.
This
would be something I would do. I would do it.
So would I.
That
sounds exciting to me.
I think...
It sounds more exciting if it was in Seattle.
Seattle is not great. Seattle's very north, very cold.
That's what I want, man.
You don't know what cold is like.
Dude.
Speak to my roommate.
I lived in Indiana. Come on, man.
But even that's not as extreme north as Seattle.
It's right under the lakes, dude. The lakes are bordered with Canada. That's about as north as it gets.
It's cold. It's cold, granted, but I don't like cold all the time. I don't like freezing. I don't like below freezing.
But you know what I like? I like to see snow once in a while, man.
Snow's okay, but that moves to the northern part of Texas.
No,
I get snow all the time.
No, dude. You're missing the point here. Imagine, dude, okay. When you walk outside in the fall, what do you see? Brown leaves
mm-hmm.
all over the ground. And you think to yourself, when did these fall?
Mm-hmm.
Where did all these leaves come from? You look up at the trees and they're bare. You miss fall.
Yeah.
We don't have fall.
We really don't. We really have nothing. We have no seasons here in Texas. But there's also the title. I really like being a Texan.
That's
I was
true.
Born and raised a Texan. I don't know if I could mentally handle being in a Washingtonian.
But think of all the liberals there that we could make fun of.
No. In fact, when you move to a state, you become persecuted.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. If we moved there from Texas, people would make fun of us constantly. And if we said that we were Republicans, things would be hard. I mean, even getting a job
in
such a liberal... Yeah, I'm not kidding,
no.
man. Liberals are crazy. Liberals are nuts. Most of our audience are probably...
Republican.
Liberals, actually.
What are you talking about?
Dude, nerdy computer kids that sit at home will watch Flash animations that make fun of Bush and instantly think that Bush is the worst person in the world because they saw a Flash animation about Bush. But I doubt most of our listeners are politically active.
Yeah,
I would like to think so.
No.
I personally watch news and listen to the news on the radio on a regular basis, and I have very strong political opinions. But the average geeky guy that sits at home and listens to shows like ours forms his opinions by watching people make fun of politics, which obviously people always make fun of Republicans.
Hey, chip-jab.
Chip-jab.
Ah, my car alarm's going off again. It does
this
all the time.
Just randomly goes off?
Uh-huh.
Kidding me. Is that where you have your keys sitting there?
Yeah, on the floor. Watch.
Wow.
See?
That's nice. I like it. Anyway.
Car alarm goes off constantly.
Washington, no. I wouldn't.
I think I'm going, though. I think I'm going.
Don't go. Don't go to Washington,
Gene. I
want to go. It's a bad idea.
I don't think so.
You'll be lonely.
Maybe.
You'll have this girl, but girls are extremely fickle. Extremely.
Girls are fickle, and...
And no matter how much you think she likes you or you like her, doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. It might mean something for a few months, but there's no way.
And you're right. You're right to an extent. That's why I want to bring you guys with me. Come on. Come with me.
There's no way.
Come on.
There's just no way that can happen.
You, come on.
I don't have the money, the resources, or the
job. Doesn't matter. None of that matters.
It does matter.
Come on.
Are you going to pay?
Come on. Come on, dude. We'll load up the car one day, and we'll
is
go.
Is your dad really going to pay for you to live
I talked to my, I talked to my dad about it. He's up for it.
I just don't...
Don't see it happening, dude.
I don't think...
It doesn't seem... It seems very out of character for him.
Yeah. First of all, he hardly lets you out of the house as it is. Do you think he's going to let you move away from him? I think he needs you.
It seems like he does. But, you know, I haven't seen my dad today. I don't know if...
It doesn't matter if you see him. It doesn't matter if he sees you.
It's the fact that he knows
you're here. He doesn't have anyone else. Mm-hmm. He's got his girlfriend. I don't know why they're not together.
They need to be married. I'm thinking that when they get married, suddenly my freedom opens up pretty substantially.
What's the status there?
Off and on engaged.
Why not move
in?
Why doesn't she move in?
I don't think that she and him have officially been engaged, but I've heard themselves present each other as my fiance. But
You need to talk to him.
I think I will talk to him.
You need to get some movement on, because, A, he's getting along in years.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, so is she. And, B, it opens a huge door for you. No more responsibility. I'm still saying before this move to Seattle, I think before you make the move, you need to
be able to get your car. This move is not tomorrow. This move is in a couple years. Maybe a year.
Okay.
It'd be at least after I've finished my basics in college.
Okay.
So we're looking at about another year, year and a half. I'm looking down the road, man. I'm not saying we need to go tomorrow.
What you're saying means nothing, because you're young and people make decisions when they're young that you will not remember by the time this comes, because you won't even know this person anymore.
We'll see. I'll take that bet, though.
But once you get your car, if you get a job, which I think would be great for you, and you start getting out, you'll meet some real life people here. I think you'll get to meet people, and you know, we'll be able to hang out more. I certainly want to hang out with you more.
Certainly.
I think it would be a lot of fun. You know, we could if you could get out of the house and do stuff, man. There's so many things we could do.
What do you think?
With our personalities and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, just the times we get out, we do things to drive through windows and dance in the rain.
Throw condoms at them.
Dancing at the
gas station.
Gas stations. The possibilities, if we actually had time to hang out and...
Endless.
And plan things.
Endless.
Endless. It's, it could be crazy.
I'm liking it, dude. I'm liking it.
Just as soon as... Count down till April, and once you get that car and maybe a little bit more freedom, I expect to see a lot more of you.
Let's hope it.
More things to be done, and a lot more in the progress of Squizzy, because our minds, we're not together enough to have any real ideas, but I think we start hanging out more.
It could flow, you think?
There's a lot of
stuff.
See,
Isaiah and I were talking about different professions and stuff. And I think it's very important to base your profession around your hobby, around your hobbies. Because, you know, if you're going to work, I'd rather be working and be poor than working, make a lot of money, and hate my 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it.
No, I think my dream job would to be in radio.
To be in radio.
I think that would be fantastic. Which I can see is much more of reality if we start doing more...
more shows.
You know, more stuff like this.
More belching in the mic?
We could potentially be the next, like, Russ Martin show or something. Uh-huh. If we put our creative genius to use.
Which you're not seeing too much in this episode. Yeah. This is a very serious talk-related episode.
We'll see how the response is. We haven't really had one.
Yeah, we really haven't. So here's your segmented show, guys. We did it kind of unintentionally.
It's true. We kind of had different topics, none of which related to Hacker Media at all, but they never do.
I hate Hacker Media.
Yeah.
I don't even like it.
I don't know anything about hacking or packet sniffing. Or
I don't either.
Any of that. I don't know how we're on this site to begin with.
Honestly, I think that there was this forum, and once the Saints site closed down, we needed a place to host episodes, so I was just like, blah, 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 can someone host these episodes for us and host our new episodes? Is there anyone out there willing to do that? And Kizzle messaged me back, and he's like, hey, I'll do it. I'm setting up this network thing, and I was like, oh, okay, network. I'm sure that's going to go great, and now it's booming. It has 100 different shows.
It has 100 different shows, but we're still... There's only 4 or 5 shows.
Main shows
on the site, and we're somehow one of those.
I don't know how. I think it's because we were one of those founding shows that they really based their network around. Us, and I think...
the Hackery or whatever?
Hacknip is one of them. I think Gamer Radio is they're pretty popular. I don't know if they're a part of anything.
Yeah, there's one show on the site that doesn't make any shows anymore.
What's that?
I don't know. There was some weird show.
Uberlito?
Uberlito.
That was Kizzle's show. Kizzle did that show, and then apparently he stopped. He was like, I'm going to reface the way people look at radio.
I wish you would post how many people go to the site and hit each show and stuff.
I wish we could see the download amounts that we can really see what the most popular show is.
It looks like he's putting a lot of time into the site, going out and finding all these different shows. And I wonder, I mean, there's got to be some hits going to the site. I would like to see a counter on the page, a counter for the show, a number of times downloaded for different shows.
Very, very good.
You know, then we could see where we stand. I mean, are we only getting downloaded 4 times an episode? I don't know.
We have to just assume that nobody's listening. That or everyone's listening.
Yeah. So
I prefer to think that everyone's listening.
Kizzle, this is a good idea. You need to do this, man.
I know. He's remaking the site. I got a quick preview of it.
Again? I remember the original site.
I didn't like it.
It's old school.
With the,
the pictures.
The 5 different pictures.
Yeah.
Those were good. But he's remaking the site. I think he's making it a little bit more graphically friendly. I don't really know. I thought it sucked when I was looking at it. But, you know, I think all his sites suck. So.
Yeah.
I think the one that's up right now is terrible. It's terrible.
It's like a blog.
Yeah, it's a Zanga, man. You gave us a Zanga. But we appreciate the web space.
Oh,
and much
beautiful.
Love to you. It's a good
beautiful.
Site. We like the site, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We love the site. Don't take our show down.
This is my favorite site. I'm here every day.
I go to it many times.
I listen to all the shows, and I like Hackermania.
So do I.
I'm known as the packet sniffer of... No, I'm not.
You're not.
I don't know.
You don't even know anything about packet sniffing. Do you even
know
what packet sniffing is?
No.
I don't really.
When I get something from UPS, I smell it. That's as far as it goes to me.
My mom sent me a shirt today.
Maybe more like package.
I want to show you this. Look what this says.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and read that.
Roses are number sign FF0000. Violets are number sign 0000FF. All my base are belong to you.
Yeah, clever.
What does it say on the back?
And it's red. That's it. That's all there is.
Oh, that's awesome.
See, it's roses are red, and violets are blue. All my base are belong to you.
Why is it star?
Because that's the HTML equivalent. You see?
Oh.
It's a joke.
That's awesome.
Look how huge this shirt is.
That's awesome.
It's so big. literally, there you could probably fit three of me in here.
I wanted to read something. I was in showing me that.
All right.
Brought this up.
Isaiah's flipping through the latest issue of Game Informer.
I think it was this. Yes.
Okay.
It's Game Informer. I thought this was pretty clever.
All right.
Guy says, I have had this love problem for a while, and I finally decided to seek your expert advice. I'm currently in 6th grade, and there's a cute 7th grade girl I have a crush on. We are both major gamers, but I'm not sure how I should go about asking her out. Can you help me? And their response is, a ready-made mash note from your friends at Game Informer. Works for either gender. And this is, I think this is really creative and
okay.
Cool for gaming and nerd-related people. Dear potential mating partner, I can no longer keep my feelings for you inside. Like Dante in Devil Trigger mode, I feel unstoppable in your presence. The possibility of being your lad/lass is more exciting than a potential sequel to Earthbound. I know you feel the same about me, unless my senses are protruding an unsubstantial illusion of StarCraft ghost-like proportions. To spend time searching for a better possible match would be a grievous disc read error. A truer mate than me you will never find. I will never cheat or exploit your glitches, nor will I try to mod you. Unlike Mode 7, the joy of our love cannot deteriorate over time. So just tell me I'm your console exclusive. Don't let my prince/princess be in another castle.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I liked it. I liked it.
Very game.
All right. You want to go see a movie or something?
Yeah, I'd like to go see a movie.
What do you want
to
see?
I want to see Unbok again.
You already saw it.
I want to see it again. I want you to see it.
It's an R?
It's rated R. It's one of the first rated R movies ever. It seems like no good movies are rated R anymore. It's a rated R fighting movie with the best car chase scene.
Really good.
It's a tuk-tuk chase scene. The driving tuk-tuks, which are the three real no-door Japanese cars, you know. But it's pretty amazing. But the only downfall of the movie is that it's in Taiwanese, which I have to say is the worst-sounding thing in the world. I've never heard anything so bad. I would rather listen to an ice pick scraping across a chalkboard than listen to Taiwanese people speak. It's just that terrible, but it's still an amazing movie.
Still good. All right, what else is planned?
I have
anything
else? Nothing else, but we're talking about our plans.
Yeah, we shouldn't be doing this.
Probably break this up. All right, guys. Good episode overall.
Pretty good. Different
think.
Episode.
Different.
A little bit more serious. A little bit less, you know, farting and racism this time.
Yeah.
We did have that one interruption with the gas. That was my fault completely. I apologize.
Yeah. I tried to stay away from it this time. I came into this not wanting to do a show, but I'm pretty pleased with what's happened so far.
You came in a little weary, but we came out with something completely different, and I guess that's what these days are for, to sort of test what we like, test what we don't like.
This is what Squizzy Radio is for in Hacker Media. It's a step away from the Hacker Media, and it's just the show. It's for the Hacker Media. We have nothing Hacker Media like on our show.
Uh-huh.
So...
Except my shirt.
Except for your shirt, that was pretty cool. But, you know, all the other people are talking about hacker stuff, and we talk about regular stuff, so this is like the breath of fresh air to certain people.
Right. And you're right. Fucking nerds.
Get a job.
Come on. Be a nurse.
That's right. Be a nurse.
All
right. The moral of today's show is be a nurse and make lots of money.
Move to Seattle.
Move to Seattle. This is Izzy. Spadoinkle for me.
Spadoinkle, guys. Let's get out of here.